Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
And now we're going to move on to part two. So just to recap, our member has 10 properties. He wants to buy multis. He thinks he's going to buy fourplexes. He does joint ventures and he gets some cash. Now he's ready to get on the hunt for the fourplexes. So he looks and he finds a perfect fourplex to buy. It's got three suites rented, one empty. He says to the vendor and works out with the vendor that the vendor will try and rent the fourth one before the closing day. He looks at what our member says his tenant profile is. He says, I'll use your lease and I'll give you, when I think I've got somebody who fits the bill, I will tell you and you can make the call on whether this is the tenant you want, which was really good. So that was working out. Now this is up in Edmonton, and the property that he's looking at was zoned RF3, and he thinks that allows fourplexes, lots of diligence. At closing, he gets an older but very readable real property report, or survey as we lots of times call it. It's got that nice compliance stamp on it, says RF3, so that's good. He looks at it, he goes, yeah, you know, this, the property the way it is today is still shown like that on the real property report, so he knows there haven't been any changes to the property. So even though it was 4 or 5 years old, it was still accurate. So this is all going well. So he buys it. And on closing, the fourth suite is rented, it's positive cash flow, and it's going nicely. He has enough money to buy one more fourplex. So he's on the hunt and finds one, guess what? On the same block. Not only on the same block, right across the street from the first fourplex. So he goes, this is great. Talk about cutting down my management issues and traveling around, and this is fabulous. So he starts looking at that one, applies for a mortgage, gets a mortgage, gets a nice real property report just like the other one, a little bit older but legible. You know, you can use the older ones if they're legible and if they do show the property the same way as it is today. So that was fine. He's feeling pretty good about this. Not near as many issues as he thought might come up, and that lasted about 1 month. 1 month after closing, he gets the note from Edmonton Planning and Building, who say that a complaint has been made that he's got illegal suites and they want to come and look at it. So he has a heart attack and going, I was right not to joint venture with other people's money on these at the first. So he doesn't know what can possibly be wrong. The zoning is RF3. The whole block almost is fourplexes. And, you know, he's got that RPR with the compliance stamp. So what could have gone wrong on this thing? Just because a piece of land is zoned to have a particular type of building on it, just because that type of building is allowed, it doesn't mean it's allowed under all circumstances, and it doesn't mean you can do it without a permit. So what he discovered now, after the fact, is that this building was only permitted for a duplex. And folks, that's one you really have to watch out for. It happens a lot that when a building is built as a duplex, people immediately pop two more suites in the basement and turn it into a fourplex. And I'm seeing nodding out here, so I think this might have happened to more than one person. So he discovers that it's permitted only for a duplex, but he goes, okay, well, all right, that's fine. I will get it permitted for the fourplex. Again, it's not that easy. First thing he discovered is that the square footage of this lot was just a little bit less than what they wanted for a fourplex, just a little bit less. Then they're going, okay, here's all the building code requirements that you have to meet. And this is a 15-year-old building, so it's built under 15-year-old standards. Well, the height, the access, the fire-rated drywall, all of the today's building code things, not all of them were askew, but enough of them didn't meet today's building code that what it was going to take to bring it up to code is quite expensive, and some of it is going to require some engineering on windows and access. So that is stopping him from getting the permits. The other thing my client said to me, our member said to me, is that he had looked at the tax roll And the tax roll had a whole bunch of ad. It had four addresses on it. And so he says, well, doesn't that mean that there's, if the city says that there's four addresses, doesn't that mean that's all allowed? No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is the tax people are getting every bit of revenue that they can, and they're not talking to the planning and development, because why should they? That just might upset the revenue apple cart. What about that real property report that said RF3? Why didn't that do it for them? Well, as we said, just because a place is zoned to allow a building doesn't mean you can just build willy-nilly. You have to go and apply for the permits, building a development permit first, and then a building permit. So having the real property report didn't really help. And neither of these real property reports showed the building as a fourplex. I mean, surveyors can put whatever they want on these real property reports. If it had have identified it as a fourplex and then it had the compliance stamp on, might have had an argument with the city to say, listen, you guys approved this as a fourplex, and I relied on that, but it just showed the building with the measurements back and forth and so forth. So that's why having a real property report with a compliance stamp doesn't mean you necessarily have a legal property. So he's trying to work his way through the details, trying to get it to be legal and permitted, not done yet. All right, so what do we learn? Doesn't matter whether it's single family or two or four, an apartment building, you have to look at the permits. Don't get caught where you're buying a 22-suite apartment building and you then discover just at closing that two suites are converted laundry rooms done without permits. That happens a lot. Check those permits. Having an RPR with compliance stamp doesn't necessarily, that shows the zoning, isn't sufficient. So we talked about that one already. And the third thing is, whose job is it? Is it your realtor's job to know? And in this case, our member's realtor feels very badly about this, feels they missed the boat by not going and checking the permits scenario and advising our member what the permitting situation was. So the realtor is being a stand-up guy and taking some heat here. But is it your lawyer's job? Is it your realtor's job? Is it your lender's job? I know at our office, at Ritchie Mill office, we send out an information letter that says, here's what we're doing for you, big list of things and what it costs. Here's all the things we're not doing for you. And if any of these are coming up, then this will be extra money. So be careful with that.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.